请大家当心默祷。
And let us pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会。
As you said, let us begin our evening service.
我们唱诗第八首。
Let us sing hymn number 8.
Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣带领，晚上跟大家一起聚会。
Hallelujah, thank God for his guidance in leading us to have service together this evening.
那要跟大家分享遵守割礼的。
Today I'd like to share the topic, the truly circumcised.
保罗蒙拣选做外邦的使徒。
Paul was elected the apostle for the Gentiles.
传福音给外邦人。
To deliver the gospel unto the Gentiles.
说这个福音呢是神的大能。
Saying, for this is the great power of God.
要拯救一切相信的人。
Meant to save all those who believe.
不分是犹太人。或是外邦人
be it Jews or Greeks alike
所以保罗就没有提到割礼的问题
and Paul in this phrase did not mention the matter of circumcision
是提到相信耶稣基督受洗
rather he only mentioned the notion of believing in Christ and being baptized
他说神救了我们
he said for God saved us
是借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新
through the renew through the baptism of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit
都没有提到割礼的问题
but in none of this did he mention the matter concerning circumcision
当时就很多犹太比较传统的犹太信徒很不满意
many of the more traditional Jewish believers were not satisfied
他们认为保罗违背了这个犹太人的这个传统的这个信仰
for they thought that Paul transgress against the traditions of the Jews and their core beliefs.
因为犹太人的传统信仰，他们最重视的就是割礼。
Traditionally, the Jewish religion emphasizes first and foremost circumcision.
所以有些人呢，从耶路撒冷专程到保罗所传的外邦的教会去。
Some people took the journey from Jerusalem to the churches among the Gentiles where Paul preached.
对那些信徒说，保罗。传的是错的。
And there they said to the believers, what Paul preached to you is wrong.
你们应当要受割礼，像犹太人一样。
And be circumcised like the Jews had.
因为这个福音呢，基督是应许给犹太人的。
For Christ and the gospel are a promise to the Jews.
那你们既然没有受割礼，就不是犹太人。
And therefore, if you are not circumcised, you are not Jewish.
你们就不能领受这个应许。
And therefore, you are not worthy of receiving this promise.
这是那些人呢非常强调的事情。
And these people emphasize this notion a great deal.
所以在外邦的地方呢，就引起了一些争论。
So in Gentile cities, they made this debate arise.
那保罗认为这个是违背了耶稣基督的福音。真理也是不合无神的恩典。
Paul, on the other hand, himself considered that to be wrong, to be not according to God's grace and to the gospel.
所以后来他们就到耶路撒冷跟那些使徒长老开会。
Eventually, they gathered together in Jerusalem in a council to go with the elders and the saints.
大家根据圣经的真理以及圣灵的所带领的，明白了神的旨意。
Together through the study of the scriptures and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they understood God's will.
现在相信耶稣基督的人，不必受割礼。
So now those who believe in Christ no longer need to receive circumcision.
对，使徒行传十五章那里做了一个决定。
Acts chapter 15, we see the conclusion of the matter.
不要再勉强那些外邦人来遵守犹太人本来就已经很难遵守的这些律法的重担。
There is no reason to add to the shoulders of the Gentiles the burden the Jews were not able to carry.
啊，那么立下一个规条啊，传给外邦的教会说，神的旨意是这样子。
They came to a statute which they delivered to the Gentile churches, saying, "For this is the will of God."
那外邦的教会啊，那些听到就很高兴，神的恩典啊。
When the churches of the Gentiles receive this message, they rejoice, for this is the grace of God.
虽然是这样子，那一些很主张割礼的信徒啊，还是会到处宣传他们自己的主张。
That being said, the advocates of circumcision still kept preaching their own ideas.
那么一些外邦的信徒并不太熟悉啊。旧约的那种事情
，The Gentiles were not themselves familiar with the regulations of the Old Testament，
所以他们的信心也很容易受到影响。
And because of that, their faith was easily influenced。
啊，这个也是保罗啊，传福音啊，在教会里头啊，他所遇到的最困扰的事情。
This was one of the greatest dilemmas that Paul faced when he preached in Gentile churches.
因为会影响信徒的信心。
Because this influenced the faith of the believers.
所以说保罗对这一方面呢，他就特别提到。
As such, Paul made special mention of this aspect.
首先是在罗马书的时候啊，提到。
We see this firstly in the book of Romans.
罗马书第二章啊。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章那里也提到了。那一些非常主张律法要行割礼的人
，In Romans chapter 2, Paul mentions those who are advocates of the law and of circumcision.
保罗也很严厉地指责他们的错误
，And very sternly he reprimanded their wrongdoings.
因为那些人实际上啊，重视割礼，但是呢，并没有真正在遵循摩西的律法。
Because the matter of the fact that these people advocated circumcision but did not keep Moses' law as a whole.
我们先看二十五节，从二十五节看。
Let us see from verse 25 onwards.
二十五节这里说，你若是行律法的，割礼固然与你有益；若是犯律法的，你的割礼就算不得割礼了。这里的意思是说，如果你真正遵循摩西的律法。
So what this means is that if you truly obey Moses' law,
那么割礼对你就有意义了。
The circumcision is beneficial to you.
因为起初啊，神立这个割礼啊，跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候啊，以这个割礼啊为证据。
Because it was circumcision that became a symbol of the covenant that God struck with Abraham.
那么受割礼的人呢，神就赐下律法给他们遵守。
And to those who were circumcised, God granted them the law to keep.
那外邦人没有受割礼，所以他们就没有律法。
The Jews did not receive circumcision, therefore had no law to abide by.
所以割礼真正的意义就是说，要让他们成为一个圣洁的国民。
Because of this, circumcision is meant for the Israelite people to become a holy nation.
这个割礼啊，也就是说，让他的男孩子啊，小孩子呢生下来，尤其是律法上规定第八天呢、就要割掉他的羊皮。
According to the law, circumcision consists of removing the foreskin of the newborn males at the eighth day.
让他圣洁。
For them to become holy and pure.
这个代表情欲，因为这个羊具啊，就代表情欲。割掉羊皮就是让这个羊具啊洁净。
The foreskin represents evil desires. Therefore, by the removing of the foreskin, symbolism is cleanliness and purity.
不会像外邦人那样不干净啊，行那些污秽淫乱的事情。
That is to say, to be unlike Gentiles who do things that are evil and are horrible in God's eyes.
那单单在肉体上行割礼呀，其实没有这种功效。
But in reality, physical circumcision serves no such effect.
重要的是心要受割礼。
What matters is for the heart to be circumcised.
但可惜的是说，因为这个割礼的这个礼仪啊，只是在肉体上的一个证据。
Unfortunately, physical circumcision is only ceremonial. It's only something for people to behold.
那有这个立约的证据之后后来呢？ 神才给他们律法。
After this proof of the covenant was granted, the law was granted to the Israelites.
说你们这些受割礼的呢，一定要遵守啊、神的律法。
And God said to the Israelites, "You who have been circumcised must keep the law."
这样才能成为一个圣洁的国民。
And thus you will become a holy nation.
啊，所以保罗说，如果受割礼呢，那你就欠了遵守律法的这个债。
This is why Paul says that by receiving circumcision, one has the debt of keeping the law.
啊，就是这个意思啊。
And this is the meaning of this.
那当时的那些犹太人呢、啊，像文士、法利赛人呢、啊，很重视这个割礼。
The Jews of the time, such as the Pharisees and the scribes, emphasized the idea of circumcision.
但是他们没有真正在遵行律法。
Yet they were not true keepers of the law.
所以保罗说，你们这样的割礼就算不得什么割礼啊。
And Paul says your circumcision has become uncircumcision.
是很表面的东西。
It is something really superficial.
二十六节，所以那些未受割礼的，若遵守律法的条例啊，他虽然未受割礼啊，岂不算是有割礼的吗
？Verse 26. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteousness requirements of the law, will not the uncircumcision be counted as circumcision?
这意思就是说，有一些外邦人呢、啊，虽然没有律法，可是他们凭着良心呢、啊，遵守一些。律法上规明文规定的，其实也就是我们良心可都会了解、会知道的事情。
In other words, the Gentiles did not receive circumcision, but by their conscience they keep the law.
因这些污秽的、淫乱的事情呢，我们每一个人良心都知道这个是不对的事情。
All of us know deep down in our own conscience that such things as fornication and uncleanness are incorrect.
但有些外邦人呢，他们就凭着这个良心呢，遵守不去犯这些事情。
Some Gentiles rely on their conscience, decided to refrain from these.
那这些人虽然外肉体上没有受割礼，可是他们其实算作真的是有割礼的。
Although these people physically were not circumcised, inwardly and their hearts they are pure and circumcised.
看二十七节。
Let us see verse 27.
所以二十节其实就说，而且那些本来未受割礼的，若能全守律法，岂不是要审判你这个有余文和割礼竟犯律法的人吗？
I will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law.
其实神是不会偏待犹太人的。
We know that God does not show preference towards the Jews.
外体这个割礼啊，和律法呢，其实啊，它重要的就是要这个以色列民成为圣洁的国民。
Both our circumcision and the law serve the purpose of letting the Israelite nation become a holy nation.
但那些啊，虽然未受割礼，也没有律法，可是他们凭着良心呢、啊。遵守这些道德律啊。
Nonetheless, we see that these people who are uncircumcised and originally had no law still abided by moral law.
将来反倒要审判这些啊有律法受割礼的这些人啊。
And they in turn will judge those who had the law and circumcision.
为什么呢
？How so?
看二十八节。
Let us see verse 28.
说因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人。外面肉体的割礼啊，也不是真割礼。
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
这样就讲出一个真正做犹太人，也就是神的选民。
And now we know what it means to be a true Jew or a true chosen person of God.
成为属神的子民呢。
How to become people that belong to God truly?
不是像文士、法利赛人那些说哦，外表说哇、哦，好像把律法呢看得这样很严重。
Unlike the Jews and Pharisees who seem outwardly to regard the law as something greatly important and severe.
啊，主耶稣说你们用嘴唇在尊敬我，但是呢，心却远离我。
Jesus said to them, "You worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far off from me."
那这个就不是真的犹太人。
And this is not how true Jews would work.
所以，甚至于说，主耶稣对那些犹太人说：“你们哦，是魔鬼的儿子。”
As a matter of fact, Jesus even went to the extent of calling the Jews the sons of Satan.
那么主耶稣当时对那些说你们是魔鬼的儿子，那些人都是非常表面上非常虔诚，而且为律法最忠心的，想要杀掉主耶稣的人。
These people who Jesus referred to as the children of Satan were actually those who were faithful of the law, who kept the law very strictly, but wanted to kill Jesus.
保罗说在这里说那些不是真犹太人。
And Paul here says they are not Jews.
那么这些人后来就是要杀耶稣的人。
These people were the ones who wanted to kill Jesus later.
而在启示录啊，主耶稣写信给教会的时候，也提到说，有一些人自以为是犹太人，但是不是犹太人的。
In the book of Revelation, when Jesus writes to the seven churches, he says, "Some who are called Jews but are not true Jews."
可见这样的人呢，一直都存在。
We see, therefore, that these people were back then and remained.
所以保罗对这一方面呢，也要信徒啊防备自己对这种事情。
And by writing these words, Paul wanted the members to have some sort of prevention against this.
那就提到说，因为这犹太人跟哥里是有直接关系的。
Now we are told that the Jews have a direct relationship with circumcision.
因为犹太人他们的所夸口的认为自己很特殊跟外邦人不一样的就是他们有割礼。
Because it is circumcision, but they boast about us differentiating them from the Gentiles.
那这里说外面的割礼，身体的这个肉体的割礼也不是真割礼。
But we are told that our circumcision is not true circumcision.
29节告诉我们。
Verse 29.
什么才是真割礼？
Here we see what is true circumcision.
我说我有里面做的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的。
But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart.
不是表面这种肉体上的割礼呀，神不是看重这个。
God does not see nor notice the things that are outwardly of the flesh.
神看重的是说你真正能够除掉从肉体中当中除掉的情欲，从心里头来遵守神的律法。神看重的是这样子。
Rather, what God looks up to is the removal of our evil desires, fleshly desires, and the heart to keep the law.
这样的人就是真犹太人。
And these are the true Jews.
所以这真割礼是心里的心里的割礼。
Therefore, true circumcision is of the heart.
那这种心里的割心里的割礼是在乎是灵的割礼。
And this circumcision of the heart is actually in the spirit.
不在乎外表的这个条文。
And not according to the letter.
那如果说遵守割礼的人呢，那就会得到神的称赞。
Those who receive true circumcision shall receive God's praise.
这种是神所重视的。
And this is what God notices and looks up to.
所以这里保罗就讲到真割礼的问题。
So this is Paul in his debate about true circumcision.
真割礼是心里的，是属灵的。
True circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit.
这种割礼才是神所喜悦的。
This is a circumcision that pleases God.
那这种割礼是怎么样的割礼？
So how does this circumcision work?
不是律法规定的那种犹太人的肉体上的这种割礼。
It is not the type of circumcision that the Jews perform that is according to the law and the flesh.
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
11节
Verse 11
哥罗西书第二章十一节
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11
说你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。这里提到说什么叫做真割礼。
Verse 11 defines what true circumcision is.
人手所行的割礼是肉体上的割礼。
Circumcision made with hands is a human, it is fleshly.
那今天我们在主耶稣基督里面 所受的不是人手所先的割礼。
But today what we have received in Christ is not circumcision made with human hands.
乃是基督啊啊使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
But rather it is the circumcision that Christ performs on us so that we can put off the body of the sins of the flesh.
从这一节圣经也会让我们了解割礼的真正的意义。
This verse also leads us to understand the true significance of circumcision.
是要脱去肉体的情欲。
It is to remove the desires of the flesh.
那么旧约那种割礼啊，没有这种功效。
The circumcision in the Old Testament does not have such an effect.
今天我们在基督里面所接受基督的这个割礼啊，才有这个功效。
The circumcision that we receive today in Christ does have this effect that we are after.
那这种割礼的功效是怎么样啊？啊，这个显明的。
So how is this effect of true circumcision manifested?
看十二节。
Let us see verse 12.
说你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，多因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through the faith and working of God, who raised him from the dead.
今天我们受洗归入耶稣基督里面。
We have been baptized into Christ's death.
就接受了基督这一种割礼。
And by doing so, we have received the circumcision that is of Christ.
使我们脱去啊肉体的情欲。
Allowing us to put off the sins of the flesh.
这个就是我们的受洗。
And this is how we are baptized.
洗礼就重生。
Baptism is your regeneration.
与主同死同埋葬。
It is to be buried, to die and to be buried with Christ.
又与他同复活。
And also to resurrect with him.
复活就成为一个新造的人。
And when we resurrect with Christ, we become new creations.
也就是脱离了肉体情欲的人。
That is to say, we are new creations that have foregone the desires of the flesh.
这个是因为我们相信的信心的功效。
And all this happens because of our faith.
我们相信神使我们耶稣基督啊从死里复活。
We believe that it is God that raised Christ and us from the dead.
我们对这个主耶稣基督复活的信心呢，在洗礼的时候产生这个真割礼的功效。
Our faith in Christ's baptism leads us to receive such an effect when we are baptized.
看十三节啊
，verse 13，
说你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
And you being dead in your trespasses.And the uncircumcision of your flesh.
这个就像保罗在以弗所书第二章所说的。
This is similar to what Paul mentions in Ephesians chapter 2.
从前呢，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And before you live in the death of your transgressions.
那个时候我们是未受割礼，是外邦人。
And that time we were uncircumcised, we were Gentiles.
那主耶稣的对在十字架上为我们死啊。
And now Jesus had died for us on the cross.
神赦免了我们一切的过犯。
And God forgave all of us iniquities.
就是我们洗礼罪得到赦免。
This is how through baptism our sins have been forgotten.
并且叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And we have been made alive together with Christ.
得到了一个复活的生命。
And receiving a resurrected life.
这样才脱离了这个情欲的啊。这个肉体的情欲。
This is how we escaped the desires of the flesh.
真受割礼啊，这个是很重要的。
True circumcision actually is important.
我们一定要了解，我们今天受洗啊，我们的信心的功效就显明在这个真受割礼的这件事上。
Let us understand that the effect of our faith is manifested in the fact that we have become circumcised.
很可惜的，很多人不了解。
Quite unfortunately, many people neglect this fact.
糊里糊涂受洗啊。
They are baptized carelessly without much thought.
洗礼了，我将来得救了，可以去天国了。
And they think after being baptized, I can go into heaven. I am saved.
不明白这个真受割礼的功效。
They don't understand the effect of being truly circumcised.
所以以后还是去犯罪。
Therefore, they regress into sinning again.
很可惜啊。
And this is quite regrettable.
信心啊的那个焦点呢，没有放在这里。
The focal point of the faith has not clearly been established.
所以产生不了这个功效。
And because of this, there is no resulting effect to be seen.
这是最可惜的地方。
And this is the most unfortunate aspect of
it. 我们的真教会的洗礼啊，是真受割礼的洗礼。
The baptism of the true church is a baptism of true circumcision.
但是呢，我看到好多啊，没有这个功效。
But I have seen many instances in which this effect was not delivered.
所以现在我们听到犯罪还是很多。
Therefore, we hear about members sinning.
很奇怪的事情。
Isn't this strange?
所以保罗说，那这样的割礼就不算割礼了嘛。
So Paul says this circumcision is not circumcision.
如果是真割礼啊，脱离了肉体的情欲，不会再去放纵肉体的情欲，不会了。
If it were true circumcision, then there would be no possibility of regressing into sinning and into the desires of the flesh.
因为他的心已经干净了，而且呢，他的灵里头有神的灵同在。
Because the heart of the truly circumcised has been cleansed and their spirits abide with God.
已经脱离了肉体的情欲了。
They have already escaped the desires of the flesh.
已经得到了从死里复活的生命。
They have already received a resurrected life.
是生命啊，圣灵的律啊，在耶稣基督里面已经释放我们脱离罪和死的律了。
It is this life-giving law of the Spirit that has delivered us from the law of the death.
这个是圣灵的功效。
And this is the effect that the Holy Spirit has.
我们接受了这个圣灵的洗礼。
When we receive the baptism of the Spirit,
这个是属灵的割礼。
This is ritual circumcision.
为什么会没有功效呢？
Well, how could it be that it becomes ineffective?
这个就是要检讨啊。
This is the matter at hand with which we must tackle.
因为今天我们信主耶稣接受洗礼啊。
When we are baptized today, when we receive Jesus Christ,
我们就接受什么？
And then what is it that we are accepting?
接受真割礼。
We are receiving true circumcision.
我喜欢这样说。
And I like to put it in this way.
因为这样比较具体，比较明显。
Because this is easier to grasp. It is more readily manifested.
可以跟旧约的那个割礼的，把旧约的那个割礼啊，神跟亚伯拉罕所立约那个十字。实质的意义啊，显明出来。
It is easier to connect back to the true significance of the circumcision, the Old Testament.
所以我希望说，要说割礼的人呢，一定先要明白这个道理。
So my hope is that those who are to be circumcised must understand the truth behind circumcision.
我接受耶稣基督的洗礼。
This is how they should receive the circumcision in Christ.
就是要接受他的割礼。
It is by receiving his circumcision.
让我脱去肉体的情欲。
So that one can escape the desires of the flesh.
我成为一个自由的人。
And become a free man.
我不再欠肉体的债。
No longer being a debtor of the flesh.
我不会再去体贴肉体，顺从肉体。
No longer following the flesh or giving way to the flesh.
我会体贴圣灵，顺从圣灵。
But rather giving way to the Spirit and abiding by the Spirit.
保罗说，我们顺着圣灵而行，就不会去放纵肉体的情欲了。
Paul says that should we walk by the Spirit, we will not follow the desires of the flesh.
这个就是真割礼。
This is true circumcision.
希望我们都能有这样的信心。
May we all have such faith.
我是一个从死里复活的人。
I am a person who has resurrected from the dead.
已经不在律法之下。
No longer am I under the law.
已经脱离了肉体的情欲。
I have escaped the bondage of the desires of the
flesh. 不再欠他的债。
And I no longer have any debt.
靠着圣灵可以胜过一切。
By the Spirit, I can overcome anything.
可以致死身体里面的恶行。
I can put to death all the evil desires in my heart.
私欲、情欲。
Be them evil desires or evil thoughts.
我们看加拉太书第五章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
我看第十六节。
Let us see verse 16.
我说啊，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
I said then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
因为这个情欲跟圣灵相争。
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit.
圣灵也和情欲相争。
And the Spirit against the flesh.
那哪一样会比较有力量？
Which one then is more powerful?
这两样今天存在我们里面。
Both of them exist in us today.
神怎么样让我们胜过肉体的情欲？
How does God allow us to overcome the desires of the flesh?
借着洗礼啊，使我们的罪得了赦免。
Through baptism, our sins have been redeemed.
借着所应许赐给我们的圣灵呢，在我们里面来对付跟这个情欲相争。
Through the promise of the Holy Spirit, we can face and oppose the power of the flesh.
那我们的信心如果是 在圣灵的啊这个身上。
If our faith is built upon the Spirit,
我要顺服圣灵。
Then let us walk in the Spirit.
那一切就解决了。
And everything is done.
所以第十八节说。
Verse 18 therefore says,
你们若被圣灵引导，就不再律法以下。
If you are led by the Spirit, you are no longer under the law.
不再律法以下，意思就是啊，十九节的这所说明的。不在情欲的权下。
And the meaning of not being under the law is explained in verse 19, not being under the work of the flesh.
啊，在律法以下呢，都是就是罪的这些事情。
To be under the law is to be under the sins mentioned here.
那罪就是从情欲来的。
And sin comes from lust.
所以啊，情欲的事情显而易见，就是这一些。
Because of this, the works of the flesh are evident, and they are these.
一个属肉体的人呢？啊，属情欲的人呢、啊、
？A person who is of the flesh of the law，
就很明显会看出这些事情。
Very easily acts out the following things。
啊，首先就是奸淫了，因为这个啊情欲的事情。
Firstly, adultery. Readily, we can understand it belongs to the flesh。
污秽邪荡的事情。
Uncleanliness, lewdness。
啊，再有就是拜偶像、行邪术。
Next, idolatry, sorcery。
这些淫乱的鬼啊
，They are adulterous demons。
拜这些啊，你看那些偶像、那邪灵、邪术啊，都跟淫乱有关系的。
Worship evil idols, unclean idols, all related to fornication.
还有这些仇恨的事情。
Then there is a matter of hatred.
争竞的事情。
The matter of contentions.
嫉恨的事情。
The matter of jealousy.
恼怒。
Outbursts of wrath.
结党啊。
Dissensions.
纷争。
Ambitions,
还有异端,
and heresies,
啊, 还有嫉妒,
and then envy,
哦, 啊, 荒宴醉酒,
and drunkenness, revelries.
这一些都是属肉体中情欲的事情。
These are all things that belong to the lust of the flesh.
那律法就规定说这些事情都不可以犯。
But the law tells us you should not commit any of these.
可是呢，啊，这个肉体的割礼啊，没有办法。达到这种功效。
However, the circumcision of the flesh cannot achieve such an effect.
没一样遵守得来。
There is none of these that the circumcision can avoid.
所以现在主耶稣来了。
Now, when Jesus comes,
他担当我们一切的罪，为我们牺牲了。
He bears all of our sins and burdens and sacrifices himself for us.
借着他的宝血呀，洗去我们一切的罪。
Through his precious blood, all our sins have been washed away.
赐下圣灵来住在我们里面。
He granted the Holy Spirit to us to dwell within us.
就是要对付这个事情。
With the purpose of opposing all of these things.
那只要我们顺着圣灵，被圣灵引导。
As long as we are led by the Holy Spirit and obey the Spirit.
那就可以脱离了。
Then we are able to escape them.
脱离了就不会去犯这些罪。
Having escaped them, then we shall not commit the related sins.
因为这些事情啊，行这些事情啊，必不能承受神的国。
Because those who fulfill these things cannot inherit God's kingdom.
那顺着圣灵不但不会去在犯这些情欲的事情。
If we follow the Spirit, not only we will forego all these things that belong to the flesh.
真受割礼已经脱离了这些情欲的事情。
Truly, circumcision has already escaped these things.
又有圣灵的引导。
By the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的引导啊，就会像二十二节说，结出圣灵的果子。
Then we can become, as mentioned in verse 22, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个果子是圣灵在我们里头啊。结出来的果子。
This fruit, this fruit born within us by the Spirit.
我们常常说勉励说要结出圣灵的果子来。
We oftentimes we always hear that we must bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们人怎么能结出圣灵的果子？
But how can humans bear the fruit of the Spirit?
我们没有圣灵怎么结出圣灵的果子？
Without the Holy Spirit, how is one to bear the fruit of the Spirit?
没有顺从圣灵怎么可能结出圣灵的果子？
Without following the Spirit, how is it possible to bear the fruit of the Spirit?
那我们怎么顺着圣灵？
So how do we follow the Spirit?
就是我们的信心。
It is through our faith.
没有信心怎么顺？
Without faith, how can there be obedience?
那我们信的，我们的信在哪里呀？
If we have faith, then what is our faith based upon?
我们的遵守割礼也是我们的信心的功效啊。
True circumcision, then is the effect of our faith.
所以一个遵守割礼的，就是真正有信心的人。
The truly circumcised are those who truly have faith.
他就会有这样的功效。
These are the people who would show such an effect.
所以保罗说，就是这种功用， 我们相信神叫耶稣基督从死里复活的功用。
Paul says this is the purpose by which we believe that Christ was resurrected by God from the dead.
那这个信心的功用就在这里显明出来了。
The effect of our faith then is manifested in this manner.
这些圣灵的果子里。
It is through the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
看看仁爱啊，喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness.
信实、温柔、节制。
Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
这种事情没有律法禁止的。
There is no law against such.
不在律法之下。
It is not under the law.
是在律法之上。
But rather, it is above the law.
因为这个是圣灵的所结的果子。
Because this is the fruit that the Spirit bears.
所以二十四节告诉我们。
Therefore, verse 24 tells us.
凡是属耶稣基督的人。
Those who are Christ.
这是真正割礼的。
That is to say, those who are truly circumcised.
这里说凡属耶稣基督的人。
It says, and those who are Christ's.
已经脱离了肉体情欲的人。
Those who have escaped the passion and desires of the flesh.
说已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲啊一同钉在十字架上。
Verse 24 says, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
这个就是真正割礼。
These are the truly circumcised.
那真正割礼呢？二十五节说了。
As for the truly circumcised, verse 25 says,
就是从靠着圣灵得生的。
And they live in the Spirit.
靠着圣灵得到这个新的生命。
By the Spirit, they have inherited a new life.
所以以后的这个新生活呢，就是要靠圣灵而行。
Therefore, let us lead our new lives by the Spirit.
不要再体贴肉体啊，顺从肉体。
Let us no longer follow and abide by the flesh.
保罗说，我们不再欠他的债了，跟他没有关系的。
Paul says we are no longer debtors to the flesh. That is to say, we are no longer related to it.
靠着圣灵致使他。
By the Spirit, let us put it to death.
顺从圣灵而行。
Let us be led by the Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit.
我们就是成为一个真受割礼的人。
And then we shall be truly circumcised.
感谢神。
Thank God.
也真的是属耶稣基督的人。
Because we truly are of Christ.
会显出一个新生的样式。
We will therefore manifest a new life form.
让人家看到说，哇，这些人真是基督的门徒。
Allowing others to see and conclude these are truly the disciples of Christ.
归荣耀给神。
So that they might give the glory to God.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
第九首。
Let us sing hymn number 9.
Next, let us make a prayer of
thanksgiving.
求主耶稣借着圣灵啊，使我们成为一个真受割礼的人。
May the Lord make us truly circumcised by the Spirit.
让我们对圣灵有完全的信心。
May we have full and complete faith in the Spirit.
我们要相信圣经这些话。
We need to believe in the words of the Bible.
神的话进到我们心里头去啊，就有力量。
When God's word enters our hearts, it will come with power.
这种力量借着我们的信心呢，就显明出来。
This power added to our faith will be manifested.
我们一定能成为一个真受割礼的人。
And we will certainly be the truly circumcised.
顺着圣灵而行。
Being led by the Spirit.
脱离一切肉体的情欲。
Escaping all lust and desires of the flesh.
像保罗所说的。
Just like Paul said,
一举一动有新生的样式。
So that in every motion and every action, we have the likeness of Christ.
好像基督借着神的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just like Christ resurrected in God's glory.
同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.